When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Michael K. Show.
The Knicks announced Julius Randle dislocated his right shoulder and will be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, it's not the whole season.
I don't like it, though.
But I don't like that sound. We had been led to believe, well, there's not going to be any surgery. So if there's no surgery, it's just going to be a couple of weeks. So to me, a couple of weeks was, he's back on the court in a couple of weeks. Now they say it's a dislocated right shoulder, but they're going to reevaluate in 2 to 3. I mean, that almost sounds, I hate to say it, Ben Simmons-like. You know, his back is bad. We're going to reevaluate in a couple of weeks. Reevaluate means we'll see how it's going then. That means he might be a couple of months away if it's a best case scenario where he's not out for the remainder of the year.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
So did you see that Jim Harbaugh got $16 million a year from the Chargers?
You mean James Harbaugh, sure.
Right. And he's the second highest paid coach behind Sean Payton at $18 million. So talk about the extensive cubes of the offensive coordinator of the Lions asked for $20 million. Harbaugh won a national title, actually got a team to the Super Bowl. He's getting $16 million and was a coveted free agent. And this guy asked for 20? Is that what's being bandied about in D.C.?
That's what they're saying. Could have been
amazing. Amazing.
So 15?
He didn't want to go there.
16.
16?
For Harbaugh. 18 for Peyton.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't do it. That's ridiculous.
I think a $380 for Dan Quinn. That's what.
Is that true?
Yeah, $380.
Now listen, I know that maybe we're not the sexiest job in the league, but I will say, like, you don't want to be the head coach of a once great team in the nation's capital that's got new ownership, a new GM. There's a lot of upside to that job. And if you're not interested and you're trying to hold them up for it, it's all good.
Either you have supreme confidence in yourself, or you think you're the man, or you don't want the gig. And I think he didn't want the gig. And it's not any disrespect to Washington, it's just their situation. Like, you look at it as an attractive situation, right? Second overall pick, historic franchise. But it also could be a place where if they get the pick wrong, in 2-3 years, you're out of a job. So he's thinking, if you're willing to pay me $20 million, you're probably going to be a lot more patient with me. And that's probably what he was thinking about. That it's not a great situation. First-time head coach, failure because they picked the wrong quarterback. I want to put them in a situation where they really want to be married to me, that I might be able to survive a tough rebuild. I think that's what he was probably saying. Because there's no way you can think you're worth $20 million when one of the most coveted coaches out there that's won every place he's ever been as a head coach is asking for $4 million less?
And all you have to do is have one bad year with the Lions now where the offense isn't good, and then you're not going to be the flavor of the month. Now, a lot of people on social media today got angry that Eric Bieniemy didn't get the job with the Commanders. And I'm sorry, and there were some tinges of this where, you know, it was a racial thing. There are a lot of black head coaches that got jobs this time around. I think there are now black, eight African-American coaches in the NFL. Is it perfect? No, but it's better than it's been. I think that Eric Bieniemy's not getting a job because people don't like him. Has nothing to do with the color of his skin. They don't like how he interviews. There might be something that we don't know. There can't be a guy who's been a successful coordinator for this long, Peter, and never gets the head job. I don't think it's racism. I just don't think he interviews well.
I'm not sure. I've talked to people about Bieniemy before who know him, and it does sound like there may be an intrinsic racial issue in that, you know, we've talked a bit about, you know, Don, we've talked about this before, ownership and GMs interviewing people and wanting to hire someone ultimately that they're comfortable with, and how that can end up sort of being a racial issue to some degree. Mm-hmm. Like there's just a lack of connection, sort of speaking different languages, if you will. Like people literally just aren't communicating well, in the sense that these are guys who want people who remind them of themselves. And Eric doesn't do that. But then there's another piece here. He was brought into Washington, and I really thought he had an opportunity to maybe get this job if he killed it as the OC this year.
And he didn't.
He didn't. Yeah, they he fell didn't. Apart and, in the second half of the year.
Also, how could it be a black-white thing when there are black guys getting jobs?
Because...
and he just never does.
Maybe there are coaches who are better suited to sort of do the code switching necessary to impress the owners and make the owners feel comfortable, air quotes, with who they are. And maybe Eric isn't as good at that. And that could be included in what you consider interviewing well or not, but that doesn't remove that there could be a racial component. Eric could be dealing with a racial component that someone else is not, that the new head coach in Atlanta, I mean, or Tampa is not. Is that where he went?
Well, yeah, and then you've got D'Amico Ryans is not unbelievable.
So maybe Eric is just not able to do that. But I think, frankly, they would have liked the look of Bieniemy as head coach in Washington if he had killed it as the OC. I just don't think he did.
I just don't think he kills it in the interview either. Well, I think there's something that we don't know.
There's been reports that there have been some things that happened, you know, back in the day. But, again, it hasn't stopped him from working in the NFL. So I can't imagine there would be enough to stop him from being a head coach.
Well, there's a difference on being the face of the team.
I get it. But it's not like we don't know who he is. And if it was that nefarious, I think it would come out and it would really cost him a chance to even work in the NFL. I mean, being an offensive coordinator is not low profile, you know, especially when you're doing it on a Super Bowl team. But, you know, Stephen A. Smith was on Real Time last Friday with Bill Maher, and the subject of race came up, and Stephen said that, you know, sometimes there are things that are looked upon as being racial issues, and it's just the fact that they don't like you. I mean, maybe whatever reason, they don't like him. They don't like him as a head coach. They don't like him as a person. I don't know what it is. If they don't like him as a person, I don't think they'd hire him anyway, but there might be just something about him. And part of, I think, what really hurts him is that he was an offensive coordinator under a head coach that was looked upon as an offensive genius. So he didn't get enough credit what happened in Kansas City. This was his chance to, and that's why he took the lateral move to go to Washington to prove that it was him, and it didn't work out. In that 1 year, it wasn't great. It took a nosedive in the second half of the season, so he's probably going to have to wait a little longer to impress. And I can't hire you off of 1 year in Washington.
I also believe that he's got a heavy hand. I mean, the players complained about it. Yeah. He probably doesn't have a light touch. He just doesn't.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that come into play about it. Peter's right. We can't completely rule out the racial aspect of it.
Well, and also, I'm just trying to say that
other things that probably have a lot to do with it as well.
I'm just trying to push the idea that racial stuff is not cut and dry. In other words, D'Amico Ryans could get a job, and it doesn't mean that Eric Bieniemy could fail with the same ownership group and race is not a factor. It could still be a factor. It might just be that D'Amico is better at playing the game.
Well, that's not fair.
No, that's not fair. Maybe they like D'Amico Ryans. Yeah. No,
maybe. I'm not saying that's not the case.
Right.
But I'm saying is you can't rule it out the other way. Like what I heard from someone who knows Eric Bieniemy is, Eric is an old school dude who talks like a regular guy. He's a working class sounding regular guy.
Todd Bowles is too, and he's gotten jobs. He's got a couple of jobs.
I understand that. So I'm not saying just because one thing is one way doesn't mean it's the same way for everyone. So I'm saying both could be true. It could be that Bieniemy doesn't do a great job interviewing. It could be that he's not that. It could be all these different things. But what I'm saying is race can still play a factor. I don't think that's the case in Washington. I think they really would have liked him, and he just didn't do a good enough job with the offense to get considered. He had a rookie quarterback who things started out really well with. If Sam had kept that trajectory throughout the season, I think they'd really consider him. But he fell off an absolute cliff, mm-hmm. and the offense completely went away. So as a fan, I'll be honest, I went from kind of rooting for Bieniemy to being like, well, this didn't work. That's just kind of how it felt.
And you might think of who they went with as a boring hire in Quinn, but it is a former head coach that took a team to a Super Bowl. So they did. It wasn't like they went with a nobody.
No, and I don't hate a boring. I don't always hate a boring choice.
I don't want to sit here and be the guy that says that there's no racism. Of course there is. We get it. But I think there's other reasons for Bieniemy. I mean, it's been a long time here, And listen, I don't think it's the right answer to say, well, other African-American head coaches have gotten jobs. Or just enough to say that those African-American coaches did something different. I think that's unfair, too. Like to say that they play the game better or that they did certain things to make themselves more acceptable. That's not fair. I just think that some guys are cut out to be head coaches and some aren't. And for some reason, they don't feel like he'd make a good head coach.
Now to the Rick and Peter
please
story. So in a couple of days, probably next week, we will welcome a new sponsor into the ESPN New York tent. And mm-hmm. we love when people like what we're doing and want to be part of it. And that new sponsor is an old sponsor.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor of this station, but it's an older brand.
A brand that we all know.
It's Members Only.
That's right.
Yeah, Members Only.
The jacket brand.
The jacket brand that...
What?
I mean, I wore Members Only. I'm of an age where I actually wore Members Only.
Cheated.
So I did too. That was the thing back then.
Right. So for those that don't know, it's kind of like a pilot jacket with a little tiny...
Everyone has to know.
...thing that
you know.
They might not. It said Members Only on it.
Right.
It wasn't a fancy logo. It was the word Members Only right underneath the thing over the pocket. So they're going to do what we call an ad flight on the station, and they wanted two of the personalities to do it. Mm-hmm. So, Don, they completely shot over the two guys who've actually worn Members Only. Old enough.
I didn't like the way it was presented to me. I just want to say that.
Right.
Asked, do you wear Members Only? And the answer is not since the 80s.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm out?
Right. You're out.
You're out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Peter's in.
Yeah.
And they all... Now, Alan Hahn wanted to be in. They did not choose him. They chose Rick DiPietro and completely shot down Dave Rothenberg.
Yeah. Well, he's not physically the right guy.
So, but here's where it gets kind of funny, but not as hurtful as it is for us. Dave goes, why did they choose Rick over me? Because they wanted somebody from the morning show and one from the afternoon show. And they said, well, they feel that Rick has the better body to show off their product. And Dave said, oh, okay. I mean, that made sense. But here's where it goes off the rails, Don. Dave found out that Peter was the one chosen from our show, and he went nuts.
Yeah, ballistic.
He said, Peter has the right body and not me?
Yeah.
And Peter, when he heard this, said, no, I understand. It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me.
You think you have a much better body than Dave.
He does.
Much better than any... My body doesn't deserve to be called much better than anything.
Right.
But relative... I mean, let me put it this way. Dave has photos that he's personally selected and chosen to use.
Right.
That you would think would be in a before and after for a weight loss campaign. And it's the before. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don, you know what I'm saying. It's not that I'm much better than Dave. It's that I put a better foot forward than Dave. I mean, he's not a pillar of style.
That's the point. Is that we could talk about, you know, comparing bodies. I think you're more physically fit than he is. Not that he's unfit.
And not that I'm terribly fit.
I think he hasn't paid much attention to you and is just going by what Rick says about you.
That's probably true,
too. In a text during the show.
It's wrong.
Completely unfair. And have not aged well over the close to a decade that you've been on the show.
Thank you very much.
But from a fashion standpoint, you're more fashionable.
That's right.
And I think they would get more mileage you wearing it. It would look cooler you wearing it than Dave or even me. Because I don't think I'm a fashionista either.
But you know what's hurtful, though, Don? I wonder if you take it this way. We got chosen, or we got overlooked because they didn't like the way we looked. I mean, that's
no.
a direct
no,
reflection.
I don't know that.
I don't think
well,
that's it.
I mean, they chose Peter over the two of us, people that have actually donned Members Only. And I went through the website. And they're kind of, you know, relaunching themselves. They're having a big opening down in the Village. And... They got beautiful. No, I love their hoodies and stuff like that.
They have beautiful sweatshirts.
No, beautiful selection. And they overlooked us, Don, because I guess we're either not cool, too old.
Maybe.
And that hurts.
I can live with the old stuff, although, you know, Peter plays himself off to be much younger than he actually is.
Hold on. Do I do that? Or was that
the
marketing of the show?
He sounded like Urkel.
I don't do that. That's just like in the marketing of the show.
But and ultimately, Michael may be right. In the process, we might have been eliminated anyway.
On looks, and
but
I don't like
I
it.
Answered the question. The question that was asked me, do you wear Members Only? And I answered honestly, not since the 80s. That's the same thing Michael said.
Right.
And we were out.
And I love Members Only. I wore it all the time.
Now, Peter's got the sense because of just being savvy, where he basically answered the same way, but then said, "But I'll wear it for him if they want." So that put him in the conversation. If we had answered the same way,
I don't know. All but in the conversation, we would have been overlooked.
I do think eventually they would have chose Peter anyway, but I think the question was asked poorly.
So I'm not that hurt. I mean, like what I spoke about last week, that when you reach a certain age, you're eliminated from things. You just are, and that's a very sobering fact.
Oh.
I believe that the one that's most chapped is Rothenberg.
Yeah. Well, especially after he starved himself for the last 6 months,
right,
and thinks that's enough. He should now be seen. But he has to realize it's more than just losing weight. It's not about the weight on the scale. How are you showing yourself?
Right, because he looks like a melted candle, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I didn't say that. You said that,
but you agree.
I don't. I didn't say that either, Don.
To paraphrase Pink, you know, he fights a war with the man in the mirror every day and loses.
I'll just say this. You know, like you guys could say a lot of things about me.
A lot.
Today I'm wearing my Andre 3000 sweatshirt because I went to the show yesterday. The flute show. When I get new merch, I like to wear it. But generally speaking, I dress up for the show. My beard is always lined up. I'm putting my best foot forward.
Right. Dave's not on TV.
I understand that. But that doesn't change the fact that if he were to be seen by, say, a man like Ray from North Carolina, how would he be described?
A sloppy pig.
That's the... And we...
But so were you.
I was.
Right.
But I've changed. And we at Members Only...
They chose wisely.
We don't see you as a member, Dave. That's the thing. We don't see you as
you
a
member. You are one of the only members.
Rick and I are members.
Right.
Dave is not. And by the way, I'm open to both you and Don becoming members.
I got to just tell you, the way this whole thing went down, Michael, they named the company aptly.
Yeah.
It is.
They want hip, selective young people. I'll tell you what, Members Only, you might not want to use me for your campaign. That's fine. We're just happy that you're going to be sponsors for the show. But I really like the hoodie.
Oh, no, the hoodies are
so
beautiful.
So if you give me an XL hoodie, we're good. I'll never say a disparaging word.
And listen, right. I wear nice things well, right? You all love that NHL jacket. Then wait a minute. I heard what you did that little... No, you're lying. Because, Peter, how good do I look in starter leather jacket?
You look fantastic. That's what you're meant to be in an NHL leather jacket
It's not because it's NHL. It's a nice jacket. It fits me well.
And you're in great shape right now.
And so I think I would wear a Members Only jacket very well.
I agree.
But Don, we got skipped over. What are you going to do?
Well, I still believe I would have been in the running had the question been phrased better.
I agree. And
if the pinhead suit came in and said anybody up for getting involved in a campaign for Members Only, I might have been into it. But when you just ask the question,
I'm going to talk to my friends.
All right.
At MO, the team.
Yeah.
And see if we can get you and Don some nice stuff.
I just need a hoodie. I'm a big hoodie guy now.
All right. Don, take a look on the website. I'm going to see what I can do for you.
Do they have any, because it was a coveted thing back when I was in high school.
Hmm.
So this is between 82 and 86.
Mm-hmm.
The leather Members Only.
We have some leather.
I think they have a camel hair one too.
Oh. We have a few different options, Don.
You're already weeing them.
I already consider myself. I'm part of the family. Oh, there it is. Here's what I got. I have the men's faux leather racer jacket.
Faux leather.
That's what? Faux leather.
They call that Corinthian leather.
Yeah, I have a couple leather of different faux leather racer jackets that are beautiful.
It's called fake moose.
It's fake moves. Then there's also a varsity jacket.
Oh, I like that.
Which
with
is
a big
lovely
M on it, right? Because that could be for Michael.
Now this M. one's. Now how about this?
What
suede?
I'm not a suede guy.
Yeah, but suede gets ruined in the rain.
There's too much maintenance.
Now how about this? Bit pricier, but I could talk to my friends at MO.
Right.
I got a Members Only men's lambskin jacket.
Yeah. Don, you smooth use lambskin, so that'd
excuse
be a great
me
jacket for you.
Not the same lambskin.
Diana Rossini tweeted this out.
Uh-oh, here we go.
3 hours ago.
She's been dropping
bombs.
During
the hiring process in Washington, Bill Belichick was considered for the job per sources. The commander spoke with him, and he had support from some decision makers. In the end, Dan Quinn is their choice. So Dan Quinn, who blew a 28-3 lead to Bill Belichick, was the choice over Bill Belichick.
That is very interesting. My guess is, though, that they couldn't have seriously been considering Belichick once they made the GM decision.
But he spoke with them. He knew who the GM was.
Well, did they say that Belichick was interested or said they were interested in
but
Belichick?
But they did speak with him. Why would he speak if he wasn't?
Well, maybe they spoke and they said, hey, would you be a cool having the GM run the show? And he goes, no. And they go, all right, cool, good talk.
So let's break this down.
Okay? To a powder.
You've got people in there that want Bill Belichick for obvious reasons. And then there are people that want Dan Quinn. How do the Dan Quinn people win out? How are you going to tell me that Dan Quinn is a better coach than Bill Belichick? There has to be something else involved, and I think it's just the power aspect of it, right? He comes in here, he's going to make too many changes. We've got a lot of cooks in the kitchen here that aren't going to want to take a backseat to Bill. That's got to be it, right? Or is it they feel the rebuild is going to be too long for a 71-year-old?
Hey, listen, you can't knock Washington. But everybody skipped over Bill.
But
Pete Carroll. You guys laughed at me when I said Pete Carroll wouldn't get a job. But I'm shocked at Belichick.
I'm shocked at it as well. But the thing with Bill is, if it was an age thing, then why would you even discuss him bringing him in the first place?
Right, it didn't take you by surprise. Wait, you're 72?
I really do believe the way the NFL is structured now, they don't have any kind of an appetite to pay somebody millions of dollars and be solely in charge. I think the new hip thing is to have a bunch of people involved, and everybody's got they do their work, and they're all part of the decision process, and you don't have one monster guy doing everything, unless you're the Jets and it's Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, by the way, this is an interesting little tidbit.
Okay.
Yesterday.
That was very stewy the way you said it.
Was tidbit. Rob Saleh's birthday.
Yeah, Bob.
And I texted him.
You
happy
did.
Birthday, yep. Got back to me. But the Jets, I'll do it in my Stephen A. voice. The last 14 years in a row on social media, the last 12, I'm sorry, thank you. The last 12 years in a row, the Jets have tweeted out happy birthday to the head coach.
Happy birthday to the coach.
Including to Saleh.
To Robert Saleh.
But not this year.
Not this year.
Why do you think that is?
Huh? I think it was just somebody forgot. Somebody dropped the ball.
Yeah, someone messed up.
No, that's not good. That's not a good excuse.
What are you suggesting?
I'm just putting it out there, buddy.
No, but they.
What are you putting out
you
there?
You know the Pandora's box that opens up by not doing it. Why would they want that kind of heat?
Maybe they want to send a little message. Coach Better. If you want a happy birthday wish from us, Coach Better.
That's interesting.
Let's see if the company wishes me a happy birthday tomorrow.
How about this for a message? A pink slip. You let him go. I mean, why are you playing games? Really, honestly, Michael, why would that be a strategy? You know, we're not really happy with Robert Saleh. We're forced to keep him because Aaron Rodgers wants him. But let's get a dig in, and for the first time in a dozen years, let's not wish our head coach a happy birthday. Just to send a little message. Why? So everybody talks about how you didn't do it? How is that a good thing?
Well, it's not a good thing to forget. I'll say that.
Well, because the people running these social media accounts don't get paid a ton.
They'll send out a birthday wish to the third string left guard.
Right.
This is the head coach of the team. When it's Aaron Boone's birthday in March, I'm sure the Yankees are going to send out happy birthday, Aaron Boone.
If it's strategic, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever
heard. It can't be. It just can't be. It has to be a mistake.
Well, you know what? Whatever it is, it's painful. Don, and if you're in pain, what do you do?
Well, you call our friend Dr. Jay Shah. He definitely is somebody I'll wish a happy birthday to. He's a double board certified pain specialist, after all. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to SamwellPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamwellPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You will wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted. Don LaGreca here to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. They remodeled my mom's bath, did an awesome job. The process was easy, one expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's beautiful, a high quality permanent solution. Bath Fitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today at BathfitterDesign.com. There is only one Bathfitter.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Sebastian Maniscalco has added a fifth show to his run at Madison Square Garden next September. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contests and submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. Maniscalco, so good in concert. So that'd be a great thing to win. Our good buddy Larry David was on a plane yesterday, but made it in today to be on the Today Show.
Oh, is he coming in here?
No. And here is Larry when he was asked about Lorvis. And explain to everybody what Lorvis is.
Oh, that's Taylor and Travis.
Larry David on the Today Show about Lorvis.
What do you think about Travis and Taylor?
You've really got a nerve. Yeah. You know? You've really got a nerve.
You bring it out in us.
By the way, I used the S word once before on this show some years ago. I'm prepared to use it again. In answer to that question, and I think you know it's I don't give.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
A schnoodle. Yes. Okay.
Thoughts, Peter? He doesn't care.
I mean, did you think Larry would care?
You know what? I don't mind the take. I don't care. Yeah. I mind the take. I hate her.
Right.
Right. Yeah. No. That's all.
I can say, you know, that she comes on screen. I don't care. I care. I'm a fan of hers.
Yeah.
I
don't care. He's just saying he's talking.
Yeah. You don't care. Right.
He's talking about football. He does not care who's dating who.
Right.
That's fine.
That's fine.
He's not going. He's not saying don't bring it up because I'm disgusted by it.
But that's the life. When people don't care, they take it a step further and they want it to be stopped. I think you could not care. It's when you hate and when you try to stop it. What are you doing? But I got no problem with somebody not caring.
You know, for all our talk about it, though, yesterday, no one called up and said, I hate it. I'm sick by it.
The guy from Dallas.
One guy was sort of like, well, they show her too much, blah, blah, but no one else called. I'm telling you, it's made up.
Well, that's
fake news.
Well, it's not fake. It's just that it just shows you how weak the opinion is. Because they can't debate it.
We don't really have proof that there are people actually actively thinking it.
Again, on social media, but social media is
fake. You want to talk about fake news?
Well,
that's social media. And by the way, it seems like more and more. Can we just be real? Doesn't it seem like, guys, more and more people don't care about the opinion of social media?
But it's not just social media. It's on a major network.
No, it's on
all they talk about.
But it's a cable news network.
I get it, but it's not social media.
But that's still not an example of real people feeling that way.
Well, but that's an agenda of a network.
Real people. Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe they go, I don't know why they talk about this. I don't care. Like, I refuse to accept that the idea that everyone who leans right politically gets mad when they see Taylor Swift. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I think most people truly don't care. And angry, bitter people do care. I mean, there's not that. I understand going, oh, man, who cares who they're dating? Or it's a bit much. Ha ha ha. But you're really angry? I don't believe there are people.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say you don't care, but it does irritate you that everywhere you go now, it gets talked about. That I don't think that's a negative reflection on her. It could just be the oversaturation of something, which I have no problem people hating. That all of a sudden, a cute thing that happened that nobody really should care about has now become such a big thing. Why is everybody making a big deal about it? Like, that could be irritating.
Sure.
I don't think that's a reflection on Taylor or the situation. Just like it's so typical. Now everybody's gravitating to this and making it out to be like there's the people, like you said, it's exaggerated that so many people hate it. Well, it could work the other way too, where now we're going to where there are people that love it. And there are a lot of non-football fans that love it. We've seen where now there's advertisers that want to now go and spend money on the Super Bowl that normally wouldn't because they think there's a different audience there. But even that can be exaggerated to an irritance, right?
Sure. Yeah, it can. That's America. I mean, that's the way things always are. It's not just Taylor. Everything that's a big deal gets overdone and beaten up, and you're bored of it by the end. It's not unusual.
Well, because that's what, and it's a shame because I don't think she fits this category. But, you know, Michael, you remember when we were growing up, like there'd be certain bands or artists that become like the biggest thing for 6 months, and it's all anybody could talk about, and then you talk about it so much that people end up getting sick of it and hating on them.
Let me just say one thing. I can only speak for someone who does not have a dog in this fight in the Super Bowl. And I think most of our audience, that's true for. I personally welcome the Taylor Swift storyline because I don't care about the Chiefs and I don't care about the 49ers. I hope they both lose. I'm sick of the Chiefs. I'm sick of the 49ers. Nothing about this football game from a football standpoint makes me excited, except of course seeing great players play. That part's nice. But why do I mind having a little extra storyline? If my team was playing, if the Commanders finally made the Super Bowl and all anyone could talk about was some couple, I could see being annoyed. But guys, I'm in it to see who wins, if it's a compelling game, and to eat some snacks. Show me Taylor Swift. Bring me the Usher performance at halftime. Who cares?
Don will not watch the halftime musical performance. He doesn't care. He's made that very clear.
No matter what, you don't watch as like a rule. That's not true.
It's something I'm interested in, but very rarely. I guess when the Who performed, what was that, like 15 years ago?
That was the last time you paid attention.
I'm a fan, but I usually don't care.
So we open up the show with the news from the Knicks that Randall has a separated shoulder.
Not what you want.
Right shoulder. Now, he's a lefty shooter. So, I mean, it's not as dire as it could be, but it's not good. And then he will be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. Now, Ian Begley tweets out, Julius Randle will go through a rehab process during 2 to 3 week period that the Knicks referenced in the statement. At some point, Randle and the Knicks will decide on the next steps. It's premature to say anything's been decided or ruled out at this point. People familiar with the matter say it's wait-and-see situation. It's a little bit too iffy for me. I'm a little nervous. More nervous than before that statement was released by the Knicks.
Because it's unknown. But I don't think anybody knows how long it's going to be. It's just how does he respond to the rehab. And then they'll be able to evaluate it in a couple of weeks to see. Now, we'll learn as we go, but isn't it possible that in a couple of weeks he feels great and then could be on the court before March? Yeah, it's a possibility.
It's a possibility, but I wouldn't bet that way.
Well, but would you at least admit that's a pessimistic view?
No, I know how these things usually go. Reevaluate in 2 to 3 weeks does not inspire any confidence that he'll be back in a short amount of time, just from past history.
Well, because you just don't know how he's going to respond.
Right. Most times when they say reevaluate it, they're not back at the end of that period.
Yeah. But I also like that, he's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks, and then we get mad at them when we go to 4 or 5 weeks and say, well, why didn't they say 4 or 5 weeks? Like, so I think that's the new way, because a lot of teams were getting killed for getting it wrong. So they know, all right, he's minimum going to be out for 2 weeks. Let's put the reevaluation in that gives us a little wiggle room in case just, you know, he suffers a setback or something goes on. I think this is probably the prudent way to do it. So if you want to be pessimistic and say it could be a long time, or if you want to be optimistic and say, hey, maybe in 2 weeks he'll be ready to play, I think both could be true.
Well, I mean, but I mean, the one thing about the Knicks, I don't think you're going to get the full transparent prognosis. I mean, they're kind of like the NBA's version of Pravda. So, I mean, they're not giving it up that easily. They're just not.
Well, we'll see how active they are at the deadline. Because if it is something that could threaten his season, I think they're going to have to probably go get somebody.
And the trade deadline is a week from today.
Right.
Let's go to Adam in Staten Island. Adam.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
What's up?
I'm good. So, yeah, you guys started talking about what I wanted to get into, which is the deadline and the Knicks. So they only have a couple games left. They're all at home. It's the Pacers, the Lakers, and the Grizzlies, which, by the way, the Lakers, I don't know if you saw, they're benching AD and LeBron tonight.
Yep. We talked about that earlier. Yep.
Yeah, they're complete coward herbs for doing that, by the way. But anyways.
Okay.
How much do you think winning a few games here, let's say they go 3-0.
Right.
This is a pretty patient front office we've seen. Do you think that they're going to hold their cards, not make the move? Do you think that they kind of see what they have? They went 14-2 in January. You think they see that there could be more if they get that player? You think they're going to continue to wait it out, see what happens?
It's a good question. I mean, what's available out there? Is it something that would put them over the top? And do they look at it now and say, well, the only way you'd make a move is if the deal involves Julius Randle? Because if you're making a move that's contingent upon Randle coming back, you're not sure if Randle's going to be good. You're not sure if Randle's coming back. You're not sure. So while that's up in the air, I don't think you make that move. But if you make a move like this great player that suddenly shakes loose, and the Knicks have to include Randle in there to put the money right, and then all the draft picks, I think they make that move. But if it's a supplementary piece that doesn't get the Knicks any better because they're not sure if Randle will get back, I don't know if they make that move now.
Yeah, because what are you going to do with them when Randle comes back? They got to factor that in, too.
Well, I don't think that they could make a big deal without including Randle.
Right.
Or otherwise, you have to include, I mean, the money has to match. Not that they don't want Randle, but Randle makes the most money of anybody on the team. So if they get a big star, they're going to have to get Randle and Fournier in the deal to make the salaries match up. And so that wouldn't be an issue. But if they go out and they get like a Bruce Brown, does Bruce Brown put them over the top if Randall's not there? If Randle isn't getting back healthy? That's what they have to consider. So I think it becomes very complicated, although they know better than anybody. They know more than anybody if he's going to come back. They could say they'll reevaluate in 2 to 3 weeks. They've seen the x-rays. They've seen the MRIs. They know exactly what's going on. They know if he's coming back. I mean, they could be playing games with everybody right now. They know. 1-800-919-3776. Peter, I know you have something to tell us.
Well, I don't like when you're not specific, Michael, but I will tell you anyway that it's happy Super Bowl season to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. If you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch. Like I just said, I'm a snack man, all right? Nachos. Power ranking of snacks. Wings, 1. Nachos, 7-layer dip, 2. Hard to know, 3. I might go straight to dessert. But either way, the other thing I'm thinking about is, what am I betting on FanDuel Sportsbook? You can bet winners. You can also go with player props. Who's going to score first? Yards for Pacheco. Mahomes touchdowns. Purdy interceptions. It's all there for you. New customers, join today, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Peter. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and over and physically present New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Open up with what you just said.
So we the Reach Out and Touch tour continues next week.
Oh, we're really out there next week. It's so much so that it's on back-to-back days.
Yeah. Next Thursday, we will be at the Islanders UBS Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Regular show, not a hockey show, but we'll be doing the show from that beautiful arena.
Darn right we will.
And I'm hearing that they're going to open the doors at 5 so people could come in and pay homage to Peter.
Why to me?
Why not you?
Peter. Peter almost
froze
hypothermia
to death
last time we were out there.
Oh, boy. You know what?
You better bundle up, or I know you'll try to snare more Islander gear.
No, I already have a jersey, right? So I'll probably wear my Islander jersey.
Right.
But I might have to wear a sweatshirt under it if it's going to be freezing on the concourse.
And then on Friday.
More Long Island.
Our Super Bowl show at Plot Deutsch.
It's the name rolls right off the tongue, doesn't
Plot
it?
Plot Deutsch. So come on by if you're listening and you want to reach out and touch us, do it.
What does Plot Deutsch mean?
I don't know. Look it up.
How do you spell it?
I don't know. P-L-O-T? No other way to spell plot.
It's nothing to do with that scene in Donnie Brasco, right?
All right, here we go. Plot Deutsch meaning. Mm-hmm.
Had to see the movie, I guess.
We saw the movie. We chose to ignore it.
I think it's just a German dialect. Could that be possible?
Maybe.
I would think.
So, if you're the father of a quarterback who's great, do you, in fact, think that your son is the best quarterback ever?
Are you talking about Pat Mahomes Sr.?
Pat Mahomes Sr. was on with Greeny today.
Big get.
And this is what he said about where his son stands in the pantheon of greats.
Do you think he's the greatest quarterback of all time right now?
That's still to be determined. Still has a way to go. I have mad respect for Tom Brady, and I grew up as a Joe Montana fan. Those guys are that ilk. So he's on the right trajectory, but right now I would still say those guys are better. I mean, I think he's the most athletic quarterback that we've seen. I think he can do a lot more things than some of those other guys could do, but the name of the game is winning, and those guys won at a great rate. Right now, Patrick, you know, is doing what he needs to do, but those guys, to me, still have the nod. But, I mean, he's coming.
I mean, that's a dad. So, it is amazing what winning does. Because neither Montana nor Brady had anywhere near the physical talent of Dan Marino. But Dan Marino went to a Super Bowl and lost. I don't think, Don, that they have anywhere near the talent of John Elway. And, he won 2 Super Bowls, but he didn't win 4 and he didn't win 7. So it all comes down to that, because if you pick apart and just like slice and dice them and study them under a microscope, Tom Brady's not an incredibly talented quarterback, right?
I mean, yeah, if you slice and dice them and you...
Montana didn't have a great arm.
Not the biggest arm.
Right.
Just incredibly accurate.
Yeah.
Incredibly clutch.
Yeah. God, I hate saying this because I do hold winning in a very, very high regard, but boy, does it come across as lazy, right?
Especially in a team sport.
I mean, he can go out there and ball next Sunday, and they lose because the defense doesn't play well, or the offensive line messes up, or some receivers drop the ball, and Purdy wins. Does that mean Purdy's better because he beat Mahomes? Now he'd be 2-2 in the Super Bowl. So that means he could never be Montana because Montana went 4-4. I mean, it just seems ridiculous. One of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen up until Aaron Rodgers, Peter and I have talked about this, John Elway. John Elway was athletic. He had a gun for an arm. And he doesn't get held in the same regard because he didn't win his 2 Super Bowls until the end of his career. Meanwhile, when he was a much better quarterback, he was 0-3. Those teams had no business even being in the Super Bowl. But then he gets destroyed because he didn't win those games. They weren't winning those games in Denver. They weren't beating the Giants. They weren't beating the 49ers. They just weren't doing it. They weren't good enough to do it. John Elway put him there on his back, but now it's a negative because he lost so many Super Bowls, and Montana's considered the greatest because he went 4-4. Come on. Because if that's the case, I'm sorry. Terry Bradshaw does not belong in the conversation with Mahomes and Brady and Marino and all, and he's 4-4.
And you can also, I mean, you can't make the case that Joe Montana is better, a better quarterback. Forget about winner. Than Steve Young. You can't.
Well, I think Steve Young was a much better athlete.
Yeah, and the things he did was amazing.
But but I know we put so much on the quarterback's back, and sure, we get it. It's a huge percentage of the game, but it's not the entire game.
Yeah, there's a defensive aspect to it as well.
Yeah, and also who's around you. So the same quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who's in the conversation as the greatest quarterback of all time, almost had zero chance against the Buccaneers a few years ago because his offensive line stunk. So is that bad on him? Or just, you know what, the circumstances told him he wasn't going to win that day?
So I want to give some love to a WNBA player.
Interesting.
So they've decided the All-Star game to have a three-point shooting contest between Steph Curry and the great Sabrina Ionescu. So when I first started reading about it, they said that Curry was going to shoot from the NBA three-point line and that Sabrina was going to shoot from the WNBA three-point line.
Makes sense.
And I said, well, then that's not really a true competition.
It makes sense, but you're saying you're not doing the same thing. Right.
But you know what Sabrina Ionescu did?
Give me the NBA.
Give me the NBA line.
Love it.
Now it's a true competition. Now... we're going to see who's the better three-point shooter.
I love it. I love that they both want to do it.
Yeah.
He's
got a lot to lose.
Right. But so does she, too, because we just talked about what people are like with women in general.
Right.
She is one of the greatest shooters on planet Earth and a joy to watch. And it would make complete sense if in a spot this big, something that's never been done before, she freezes and just has a bad night. We've seen some of the best shooters ever freeze and have bad nights.
Mm-hmm.
But if she gets it, it's like she's letting down an entire gender. And you have all these idiots who are going to point and go, see, that's why we shouldn't have them competing with men. So she does take on a certain risk. On the flip side, you're right. Those same pigs, if Steph were to lose, he's going to
jump all over him.
They'll jump all over
him. I mean, think about it, what Steph is doing. Michael didn't do dunk contests later on in his career because what did he have to win?
Right.
LeBron never does a dunk contest. What does he have to win? He can only lose. Steph Curry can only lose in this. If he wins, I go, well, you know, he beat a woman. Of course he's supposed to win. If he loses, wow, you lost to a woman. I mean, there's a lot of stuff for both of them.
He's literally just doing it because it's good entertainment.
Right.
People enjoy it.
And
it's cool for the WNBA.
And it seems like she's really into it, too.
I love
the fact that she said, no, I'm going to be shooting from the NBA line.
I love that part. The next thing they need to do is start bringing in some more different, interesting looks for the dunk contest. That is the next step.
Right.
It is this era of four no names from the G League battling. It's just not a thing. Get me a street ball player. Get me a legend. Get me the best college player. Do something different.
Peter, did you give up on your New Year's resolution already?
No.
No? All right. Well, if you didn't, reach out to NJ Diet. They will help you lose the weight the safe, natural way. Their results are nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. With NJ Diet, you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's much quicker than the injections and safer too. NJ Diet is all natural, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no shots. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. 5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at NJDIET.com. That's NJDIET.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.